Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's get real. Life can throw some serious curveballs our way. We all know that feeling, right? Like you're juggling a million things, and suddenly, bam, the ground pulls out from under you. But here's the thing. We don't have to face these challenges alone. Today's episode is all about building a support network for your mental health. Think of it like your personal squad of superheroes, people who can lift you up when you're feeling down, offer a listening ear when you need to vent, and celebrate your wins with you, no matter how big or small. Because let's face it, sometimes we all need a little help navigating the ups and downs of life. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, Avery, I'm perfectly fine, I don't need anyone. But trust me, everyone needs a support system. It's not about being weak, it's about being smart. Just like you wouldn't try to fix your car without the right tools, you shouldn't expect to tackle life's challenges solo. So, how do we build the superhero squad? Let's break down 5 key takeaways. First, be open and honest. This is probably the hardest part for some of us, but it's also the most important. Don't be afraid to let your loved ones know when you're struggling. You might think you're burdening them, but they want to help. Sharing your struggles can actually strengthen your bonds and create a deeper sense of connection. Ever felt like carrying all that weight on your own? It's exhausting. Second, seek out diverse connections. Think beyond your immediate family and friends. Join clubs, volunteer, take classes, anything that allows you to meet new people who share your interests. The more connections you have, the richer your support network becomes. You never know where you'll find your next awesome ally. Third, be a good listener. Remember, it's not always about offering solutions. Sometimes people just need someone to listen without judgment. When someone opens up to you, give them your full attention, validate their feelings, and let them know you're there for them. We all crave that feeling of being truly heard, right? Fourth, set boundaries. It's important to protect your energy and well-being. You don't have to be available 24/7. Let your loved ones know when you need some space or time alone. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. And finally, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the people in your life who support you. A simple thank you or a heartfelt gesture can go a long way in strengthening your bonds and fostering a sense of belonging. Remember, we're all in this together. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling work, school, and raising her kids. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like she's constantly running on fumes. One day, at her son's soccer game, she meets another mom who's going through a similar situation. They start talking, sharing their struggles, and offering each other support. Soon, they form a friendship, a lifeline for both of them during those tough times. Sarah realizes that she doesn't have to face this alone. She has someone to talk to, vent to, and celebrate with. And because of this newfound connection, Sarah feels more empowered, less isolated, and ready to tackle the challenges ahead. You know what? That's the power of a strong support network. It can truly make all the difference. Remember, folks, building a support network is an ongoing process. It takes time, effort, and vulnerability. But trust me, it's worth it. When you surround yourself with people who care about you and want to see you succeed, life becomes so much brighter, more fulfilling, and easier to navigate. So go out there and start building your squad. Connect with people, be open, be supportive, and remember you are not alone on this journey. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Stoic Mental Armor. I hope this inspired you to reach out and build those connections. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might find it helpful. And as always, keep practicing those mental muscles. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.